Hashtag OCR, A-Level Religious Studies, Conscience, Aquinas versus Freud podcast script. Intro music, upbeat, thoughtful, modern electronic track fades after 5 seconds. Hello, and welcome to the Deep Study Guide podcast. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most fascinating and challenging topics in OCR A-Level Religious Studies, the conscience. Is it the rational voice of God-given reason or the nagging whisper of childhood guilt? We'll be putting two heavyweights head-to-head, the medieval theologian Thomas Aquinas and the father of psychoanalysis, Sigmund Freud. By the end of this 10-minute session, you'll have the core concepts, exam tips, and critical analysis needed to secure top marks. Let's get started. Transition, sound a subtle whoosh. Host. So what is this thing we call conscience? For Aquinas, writing in the 13th century, it's not a little angel on your shoulder. He makes a crucial distinction. First, there's synderesis. That's synderesis. Aquinas sees this as an innate, God-given habit or disposition to do good and avoid evil. It's the fundamental principle of natural law hardwired into our reason. Think of it as the factory setting for our moral compass. Then, there's conscientia. That's conscientia. This is the active process of applying the synderesis principle to a specific situation. It is the act of reasoning, of working out what the right thing to do is here and now. For Aquinas, conscience is an act of reason, not a special power or an inner voice. It's our intellect grappling with moral choices. But what if our reasoning is wrong? Aquinas was a realist. He knew we make mistakes. This is where the concepts of vincible and invincible ignorance become vital for earning marks. Vincible ignorance is a lack of knowledge that we should have overcome. It's blameworthy. For example, a doctor giving the wrong drug because they couldn't be bothered to read the patient's chart. They are culpable. Invincible ignorance, however, is a lack of knowledge that couldn't have been overcome. It's not blameworthy. Imagine the same doctor, but the crucial information was missing from the chart through no fault of their own. In this case, their conscience, though mistaken, was followed correctly based on the available information, and they are not morally culpable for the error. Transition, sound. A gentle chime. Host. Now let's jump forward 650 years to Vienna and Sigmund Freud. For Freud, conscience has nothing to do with God or objective reason. It's a psychological construct, a part of what he called the superego. In his famous tripartite model of personality, you have the ID, our primal unconscious desires for pleasure. Think sex, food, aggression. Then there's the ego, our conscious self, that has to navigate the real world. And finally, the superego. This is the internalized voice of our parents and society. It's the you should and you shouldn't that we absorb as children. The conscience, for Freud, is simply one function of the superego, punishing the ego with feelings of guilt and shame whenever we transgress these internalized rules. Where does this authority come from? Freud traces it back to the Oedipus complex and, in his book Totem and Taboo, to a concept called the primal horde. He theorized that primeval humans lived in hordes dominated by a single father who had exclusive access to the females. The sons, full of resentment, banded together, killed him, and ate him. But afterwards, they were overwhelmed with guilt. To manage this guilt, they created taboos and laws, the first moral codes. This collective guilt passed down through generations is the ancient root of our superego and our capacity for conscience. For Freud, conscience isn't a guide to moral truth. It's a mechanism of guilt, a relic of our primitive psychological history. Transition sound, a sharp analytical beep. Host. Okay, let's talk exam technique. This is a comparison question, so you must avoid writing two separate mini essays. The key to a high AO2 score is thematic analysis. Structure your essay around themes like origin, reliability, and the role of guilt. Under origin, you'd contrast Aquinas's God-given ratio with Freud's internalized authority. Under reliability, you'd evaluate whether Aquinas's reason provides an objective guide while noting the problem of ignorance against Freud's view that conscience is purely subjective and culturally determined. For guilt, you'd contrast it as a byproduct of sin for Aquinas versus the primary function of conscience for Freud. Now for common mistakes. First, do not say Aquinas's conscience is the voice of God. That's a different theologian like Newman. For Aquinas, it's the faculty of reason. Second, don't just talk about Freud and sex. You must explain the mechanism of the superego, the role of authority figures, and the Oedipus complex. Finally, ensure your conclusion makes a clear judgment. Which view is more persuasive and why? A fence-sitting conclusion will not get you into the top mark bands. Transition sound, a quick-fire quiz sound effect. Host, time for a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, pause for a second, then give the answer. Ready? 1. What is the name for Aquinas' innate disposition to do good and avoid evil? Pause. Sundaresis. 2. Is vincible ignorance blameworthy or non-blameworthy? Pause. Blameworthy. 3. In which of Freud's three parts of the personality does the conscience reside? Pause. The superego. 0. What is the title of Freud's 1923 book that outlines the ID, ego, and superego? Pause. The ego and the id. 5. For Freud, is guilt the primary function or a byproduct of conscience? Pause. The primary function. Transition. Sound gentle. Resolving music starts to fade in. Host. So, to summarize, for Aquinas, conscience is a rational process, our God-given ability to apply the principle of synderesis. It's a guide to objective moral truth, though it can be mistaken through ignorance. For Freud, conscience is the superego at work, an internalized authority figure that controls us with guilt, rooted in our psychological development and primal history. It is subjective and unreliable as a moral guide. In the exam, you need to move beyond just describing these views. You must analyze their strengths and weaknesses. Is Aquinas' view too optimistic about human reason? Is Freud's too reductive, ignoring genuine altruism? That's where you'll show the examiner you're a top-level candidate. That's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to the Deep Study Guide podcast. Check out the full online guide for worked examples, practice questions, and more. Good luck with your revision. Outro music fades into full volume, then fades out.